You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded higher as the index was up 69 points, or 0.29%, at 23,659.50, indicating a positive start for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously, on Tuesday, the NSE Nifty 50 gained 92.30 points, or 0.39%, to settle at 23,558, while the BSE Sensex jumped 308 points, or 0.40%, to close at 77,301. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Indus Tower, Raymond, Tata Power, Gland Pharma, NMDC, Zomato, Nestle India, Honeywell Automation, and FSN E-commerce Ventures. Up next, the government is undertaking a revamp of the production-linked incentives by relaxing the norms for release of funds, adding more sectors under the scheme's ambit, and extending the benefits to MSMEs in many labor-intensive sectors via special carve-outs. The restructuring would also include incentives for R&D for creating a manufacturing ecosystem, even as the total budget for the scheme would not be stretched, official sources said. While the scheme was launched over 3 years ago and as many as 14 sectors are covered, only around 5% of the funds earmarked have so far been disbursed. According to the sources, the government has just started accepting applications for release of incentives on a quarterly basis, compared to the earlier norm of annual releases of the funds. Moving on, Fitch Ratings has raised India's GDP growth projection for the current financial year to 7.2% from 7% estimated earlier, mainly due to the assumption of recovery in consumer spending. In its June Global Economic Outlook report, the global rating agency said that investments will continue to rise but more slowly than in recent quarters in FY25. While consumer spending will recover with elevated consumer confidence, Fitch's projection of growth is in line with the Reserve Bank of India's forecast of 7.2% for the current fiscal, and much higher than the International Monetary Fund's projection of 6.8%. Most economists, however, expect the growth to be sub 7% in FY25. In another development, the value of loan disbursements by fintech firms rose 49% year-on-year to ₹1.5 trillion in 2023-24. The latest report from the Fintech Association for Consumer Empowerment showed the volume of disbursements rose 35% year-on-year to nearly 102 million as on March 31st. The average ticket size of loan disbursements rose to ₹12,648 in 2023-24 from ₹11,094 in 2022-23. The value of quarterly disbursements rose to ₹40,322 crore in January-March from ₹28,628 crore a year ago. The report showed that the share of 28 companies that are registered NBFCs or have in-house NBFC comprised 70% of the disbursement value in 2023-24. The growth rate of such companies is double the growth of lending service provider companies that don't have in-house NBFC. Meanwhile, AU Small Finance Bank expects its vehicle loan book to grow 20-25% in the current financial year. The bank plans to utilize the branch network of Fincare SFB in South India to expand the vehicle loan book. Currently, the bank has a 9% market share in financing Mahindra and Mahindra vehicles and an around 5% market share with Maruti Suzuki. Overall retail assets of the bank stood at ₹48,915 crore as on March 31st. This includes the wheels segment, micro business loans and affordable housing loans. The average ticket size of these loans is Rs. 10 lakh. Around 63% of advances are concentrated in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. In other news, a little over a decade ago, Nykaa disrupted the beauty space, creating a specialized platform in a segment where none existed. But the glow is fading now. With competition catching up fast, Reliance Retail's Tira has raised the competitive heat in the last 1 year within the $19 to $20 billion beauty and personal care BPC market in India, and so have players such as Tata Click, Palette, Myntra and Shoppers Stop. Bengaluru-based Red Seer Strategy Consultants estimates that the BPC market in India will touch $30 billion by 2027, making up about 5% of the global opportunity as Indian consumers aspire to look and feel good with organized beauty products, both national and international. Lastly, investments in key infrastructure sectors of roads, renewable energy and real estate may increase by 38% to Rs. 15 trillion by 2025-26, of which the highway sector alone will account for 60%, according to CRISIL ratings. Overall capital outlay for the road sector is seen at Rs. 9 trillion in FY25-FY26, with most of the investments coming from central and state governments. Private sector share is expected to improve moving forward, the agency added. Strengthened order books of road developers will support 11% growth in highway construction. which is seen at 12,500 km per year over the next two fiscals. Strong awarding in the last few years, barring last financial year, has led to a comfortable order book of road developers, which will drive execution. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.